The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning show. Joe is off this week, but we are holding down the fort, we being Anthony Pope, Al Gattulo, yours truly, Frank Morano. And joining us for the last 2 hours, the CEO of the Token Team, John Tobacco, looking dapper as always.
Good morning, Frankie.
Hello there, John. And as we do each and every Tuesday at 8:05, those of you who are surfing YouTube, surfing Facebook, and disappointed that your favorite Alex Jones video has been censored and taken down, wonder, what can I now watch on YouTube? Well, you can watch us. Just go to YouTube, go to Facebook, type in AM 970 The Answer. And every Tuesday at this time, you can see one of New York's most accomplished chefs, the man who brought us Tavern 62, the man who is just knocking them dead at the Woodpecker here in Manhattan, and Saratoga in Washington, D.C. Just the mere mention of the syllables, the three syllables, David Burke, inspires salivation in the eyes and tongues of restaurant goers everywhere. David Burke, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Good introduction.
Now, how are things going over at the Woodpecker? I know John and I have been to the Woodpecker. You were kind enough to.
The Woodpecker's doing very good. We started brunch. This Sunday we're doing a brunch with a band. And so I brought you some lot of breakfast calzones.
Wow.
Woodpecker, the happy hour is going well. It's doing well. You know, and it's an up-and-coming neighborhood, and it's on 30 West 30th, so yeah, we're happy with it.
You know, so many restaurant businesses, restaurant owners and chefs say it's so difficult to even just to keep a restaurant in business in Manhattan. Not only do you have to pay more and more for rent than ever, not only do you have to pay higher and higher minimum wage than ever, but you have to deal with this, the Department of Health. You have to deal with regulations. You have to deal with the fickle eating public. You have to deal with all sorts of things, difficulties in marketing. Based on when you broke into the restaurant business as compared to now, how have things changed? Have things actually gotten tougher?
Oh yeah, things have changed quite a bit. I mean, I talked to some of the older guys, the legendary restaurant, and the restaurant business was always a fun business. I mean, you know, you had food, you had alcohol, people were celebrating, you know, you hung out, and the workers were paid somewhat. They were paid cash a little bit. It was a cash business once. Now credit cards came in, the internet came in. HR came in. HR and the restaurant business were never hand in hand until recently. I mean, you know, it's a transient. You know, people that work in restaurants are more renegade than people that work for IBM or a corporation that wanted to climb a corporate ladder that went to a college. You know, most people in the restaurant business in the day, we started going to cooking schools. I did myself. And now the big question is, do you even need a cooking school to get in the restaurant business? Most of our employees are not graduates of cooking schools.
Yeah, Anthony, is it a mistake for David to retroactively admit tax evasion that he was taking all this cash years ago?
I didn't interpret it that way.
He was just making a very general
statement.
I see the guys before me.
Before you, yes, okay.
From what I heard.
This is
somebody told him. That's it.
It's the fruit of the poisonous tree.
My first salary job was in New York was $600 a week, and I worked 90 hours. So I was actually paid less than minimum wage. You know, they get you on the old days you could get a salary or what they call shift pay. You got $200 a day, $100 a day, whatever it was, but you'd be there.
But what hasn't changed?
You get cash.
That's correct.
Listen, when I came out of law school, started practicing 30 years ago. there was 100 cases for every lawyer. And that is 100 lawyers for every case.
Oh, boy.
You know, everything has changed. Well, nothing is the same anymore. I don't care what the business is. Everything has changed.
Well, so one of the things we were talking about right before we went on air is that they're trying to breathe new life into restaurants and in New York and give people an opportunity to dine at restaurants that they haven't been to before. One of the great innovations, one of my favorite holidays, is Restaurant Week. But, John, you were telling me some of the restaurateurs you know, it's a very particular type of customer that's often attracted to the Restaurant Week menu.
Well, I want to say that the restaurant owners I know are very supportive of the plan. They think that it's wonderful to get new people into the restaurant, people to test the menu, get different feedback. But it tends to be in New York when you're giving a value-driven menu that you get people who are really seeking value. And some of the higher-end places, they put the price out there, they understand the boost they're getting, but the people don't want to spend as much money on the important things like a martini.
Well, you know, our colleague Darren had dinner at Tavern 62 a couple of days ago. I know he never would have set foot in there but for Restaurant Week. Mm-hmm. How are you experiencing Restaurant Week?
Lunch is a real giveaway at $30 or $29 or whatever it is. Dinner is $42. So most people that want to spend $42 for dinner to start are not necessarily the bottom feeder that are coming in. So lunch, it's a little bit different. And I sit on the advisory committee for a restaurant.
Oh, really?
Love it. Been in it since the first one 26 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's great for businesses if you can figure out how to get that $42 three-course meal up to, you know, you got to get a drink. Maybe there's a wine sale. Maybe there's something else.
A little extra dessert.
You know, most people that are going to spend $42 to go out, they should have a drink. There's coffee. There's, you know, maybe you can, some of the things we put on there, we add $5 to. We give them the whole menu. So for filet mignon with crab meat, we'll add $7-$8. And you know, we'd surprisingly, someone say, you know what, I could still a good deal.
You must be packed.
We do very well because we give you the, you know, we've come up with a way to give you the whole menu so there's not two different menus and what, because inevitably if you give them, they see your menu and then you get the little one that has the choice of restaurant week, like, oh shit, I got
let me get out of here quick.
I got the used car over here.
Let me also ask you, you know, one of the issues that's actually come up in the governor's race has to do with restaurants, and that's the governor's plan to reform how tipped workers in New York State are paid. Right now, you can be paid less than minimum wage if you get some of your income from tips. The governor wants to do away with that and make it so that everyone's going to have minimum wage. A lot of restaurant owners are concerned this is going to drive them out of business. A lot of the tipped workers are concerned that this is going to lead to fewer jobs for them and less money because they make a lot of money in tips. What's your experience in terms of how the tipped
workers...
Here's
how a waiter makes his money. A waiter can work six shifts. Right now, we pay them... In New York, it's $8 an hour. It's still, New Jersey, it's $2.50 or $3. I'm not exact. So in New Jersey, they make less. They have to make, with tips, at least a minimum wage. Has to come up to that. So it's a tip credit. If I have to pay a waiter $15 an hour, he's going to work 40 hours a week, never get any overtime. So that means four shifts, not six. They make their money on shifts. They make $200-$300 a shift in tips. So they lose that because our overtime rate would be $22.50. We're not going to pay a waiter $22.50. If we say on the menu no tipping necessary like they do in Europe, we have to raise our prices 35%, not 20% to cover the tip because we've got to pay taxes on that income now. We also have to pay sometimes rent on that because we have percentage rents in some of our business, 8% rent. Now 8% plus, so I got to raise my, so for chicken now that I charge $35 for.
$100.
That's $50. And people look at that and say, oh my God, I'm not going, it's too expensive. No, when I eat out, I look at the price on the menu and the online. It doesn't compute yet. We're not used to looking at the full check. At the end of the meal, you have a couple, and you're okay, 20% tip, this and that. You never really get it. So it'll put waiters at a bit. They'll have to work two different jobs in two different places.
So it's going to be a big problem. If
it's a problem. It's a mistake.
Cuomo. Yeah.
And then we'll do, like in Europe, you go to a cafe in a tourist area, there's one waiter for 50 people, and the place is a mess. Service goes down.
Yeah, I just came back from Israel. I was in Israel 2 weeks ago, and I was very surprised. I mean, when I tip like I tip normally, I mean, people were just falling all over me.
Right.
You know, I didn't even realize at first because, you know, most of them, if they get 10% on a tip, it's a lot.
Right.
You know, and typically I'll do 20, and if the waiter's really good, I'll do 25%.
Right.
I'm
yeah, the interns heard
regard,
about that.
But
they were falling over themselves
the
to bring coffee.
And I appreciate that people work for their tips. But it certainly is different. Even in Israel, I experienced that.
But the economics of the restaurant business do not work this way.
Yeah.
You know, when people, there's a certain value you're going to put on a meal before you start eating at home or doing takeout or doing this.
Europeans don't even understand tipping, especially when they come to New York. They think it's okay if they leave a dollar. And I know a lot of people in the service business, they feel
sometimes they build in a tip on a European table ahead of time. Yeah. They'll do a table of six or more, and they'll make sure that are traveling here, they understand.
One of the other things that I hear complaints about in the restaurant business, and I can only ask you about this because Joe Piscopo's not here, is people that are particularly picky eaters.
Right.
Now, let me ask you. You're working in the kitchen. And you get a request for a salad that has to be vegan and gluten-free and, you know, from leaves that are from a certain part of the country. It seems like picky eaters are, and I mean super picky eaters, are a lot more prevalent now than they were 15 years ago. Is that true? And then how annoying is that?
Yes. Well, waiters and maitre d's have to deal with that more. We deal with the end result of what they want. And we make listen. If you can't beat them, we join them. So, and you know what? We can. You know, I'm never going to win the Cobb salad. I want a Cobb salad without cheese, without avocado. That's not a Cobb salad. Just
absolutely.
Order a salad with what you want. It's easier for me to do the math than subtract. So our waiters have to be educated in that sense. They need to know the menu. We say yes to everything because we want that customer to come back. Because we know there's other chefs and restaurateurs out there saying we can't do it. Yeah. When I went out to eat years ago, my kid, he didn't want any green on his food. I was in an Italian restaurant. He didn't want any basil on his And the waiter comes to me. He said, the chef said no. I said, okay, tell the chef to finish my $100 bottle of wine. He can buy it because I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. If he can't not put basil on a pasta, and all of a sudden, or I can say, obviously the chef's not an owner, because if he's an owner, he wouldn't. I mean, I'm not asking to reinvent the wheel. This is a simple thing.
Don't put basil on.
Right. Yeah. So there's a fine line between, you know, doing what's right and something you can't do.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that's
I can't
a
make a
sense.
Souffle in the middle of a Saturday night if it's not on the menu.
Right.
So you just say
no.
You know.
You could remove things.
Yeah, and then there's certain times you say, I'm sorry, we just can't accommodate you on that, but we know maybe there's something else. But a smart restaurateur and chef writes a menu these days that has three gluten-free items and has a couple of vegan opportunities.
Now, speaking of, we're talking with David Burke. He is a brilliant, brilliant chef. He's got restaurants all over the place, including the Woodpecker here in Manhattan. Now serving brunch on Sundays, by far my favorite meal. You brought brunch calzone or breakfast calzone.
Yeah.
What exactly is breakfast calzone?
Egg, bacon, egg, and ricotta cheese in a calzone.
My goodness!
I'm sold.
I was gonna call it the Mick calzone. I don't want to get sued.
No offense, we don't want any.
But
Irish
it's a big calzone. Yeah, we have the wood burning oven and all that stuff. But I think brunch is, you know what, one of my favorite meals too.
Oh, I mean, is there anything better? I mean, what's your favorite?
You know, we got big TVs in Woodpecker. Football season's coming. Brunch is going to be great. Sunday night we have a great happy hour. But Woodpecker's really coming into it. We have another event coming up. I'll tell you about. And, you know, it's another meal period for us that we want to create Sundays into another Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you want people around for a while. You want them to come
in
at 11.
We have 30 barstools, so it's a great place to watch a game.
Nice.
And we have the open, actually, September 10th, we got our outdoor permit, so we open the doors, you sit outside. So it'll be a nice fall for
Beautiful.
Us.
Beautiful.
Anthony, you got to try some of this breakfast.
Yeah, calzone.
Cut that up.
This is absolutely.
Let's cut it up and get it started.
This wasn't in my car overnight, so.
This will be the first calzone I've ever had with an egg actually in it. Not in the bread, but actually in it. This is very exciting. But if you could do it all over again, knowing everything you know now about all the challenges in the restaurant business, everything, the regulations, the all the nonsense that you occasionally have to deal with, you wouldn't change a thing, right? You would still choose this as your wish.
Yeah, you know what? I'm you know, this is my lifestyle. This is what I do.
Thank you so much.
You know, thank you. You know, I wouldn't change a thing. Listen, as long as the playing field is even, We're all in the same boat. We're going to figure it out. When I remember when the cigarette, you couldn't smoke in a restaurant, and people were like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? You know, you get that one. It actually worked for us. I put a smoking limo out in front of Dave Berg and Donatello.
A smoking limo?
It was the biggest news in the game.
My goodness.
Went on CNN International. So the limo was outside. So because our coat room was small, it was in the winter. You had to get your coat to go out and smoke. People walked, sat in a limo, smoked in a limo, and the limo driver was our doorman. So there was no secondhand smoke going to an employee because the limo was, it was a ghost limo. Nobody was driving it.
Well, now they're banning vaping. Are you going to have a vaping limo?
I don't get the vaping thing.
Was the limo where you got cancer after you came out because it was all the compacted smoke in one place?
No offense when we have a tobacco here. Come on. All right.
Come on.
David
I got two cigars sitting here. I'm ready to smoke. I beat cancer. You think I care about a little smoke? Come on.
David Berg, this has been a delight. This is delicious.
I want to encourage
everyone to go to Tavern 62 and the Woodpecker. Woodpecker now open for brunch, serving this breakfast calzone, which is out of this world.
Oh, my God. So good.
This is
so good.
The Garden City Hotel, if you want to sit outside on a beautiful night, they have a patio out there right across from the train station. What a pretty town.
Yeah, I heard you saw my friend Assemblyman Tom Malfano out there a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Great guy.
We were talking about a few things.
That's
another place I'm involved in, a beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
I'm in Saratoga this weekend. Now I know why everybody raves about it.
The
horses. I went to the horse auction place. They did the auction last night and tonight. It's like I felt like I was in Europe sitting out on the patios there. Really, really.
How soon
should
we get you to Staten Island?
You know that thing's on hold. I'm waiting.
All right.
Waiting.
Well, fingers crossed.
All right, guys. Thank you.
David Berg, thank you very much, my friend. Be well. If you want to comment any portion of our conversation with David Berg, talk about your own experiences with picky eaters, you can give us a call at 877-970-2999. Here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got some heavy delays heading westbound on the Cross Bronx. You're jammed right now between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. Eastbound side also very slow between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Jerome Ave. Harlem River Drive heading southbound. Not solid right now. 135th Street to the FDR Drive. Cross Island southbound. You're going to see some slowdowns right by the Throgs Neck Bridge. LIE packed between Main Street and Woodhaven Boulevard heading westbound. We've got some heavy delays on the belt heading westbound between JFK Expressway and Lefferts Boulevard and at your Hudson River crossings inbound at the George. Crash on the upper level. Two lanes are out. It's a 15-minute wait. Lower level, 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln running at 25. Inbound Holland, 25. Alternate side in effect. This report is brought to you by Compassion International. You can't change the whole world, but you can be part of the change in the world for a child living in poverty by becoming a Compassion International child sponsor. You can choose your child to sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
There are plenty of good, solid journalists who do their best to report the news straight down the middle. But there are plenty of corrupt journalists who masquerade as news people who are actually advocates.
They're trying to stop this presidency.
And normal people know it.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
824, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank, Joe Piscopo is off this week. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. And very, very pleased to have in studio not only distinguished legal analyst Anthony Pope, but titan of industry, Wall Street legend, the one and only John Tobacco, the CEO of the Token Team. John, what exactly is the Token Team? A couple of folks asking in our Facebook chat.
Well, Frank, you know, we've been talking about it on this show for the last couple of months about cryptocurrencies and about digital currencies and this emergence of this new digital economy. And many companies now are starting to realize that it's far more efficient and is far more economical for them to access public capital. So companies want to raise money, small companies, startups, entrepreneurs. They want to get into this new crypto economy. Hey, how do I use cryptocurrency or digital currency to get my business off the ground, raise $1 million, raise $5 million, raise $50 million? What we do is we're consultants and advisors where companies come to us from the earliest stage when they need a couple hundred grand, to companies that we've talked about on this show, like Cloak Phone or something, they raise $50 million. We give them advice. We show them how to structure their deal. We do due diligence with them to make sure that the deal they want to bring to the table is legit, it's legal, it's regulatory compliant, it's in compliance with all federal securities laws. And then we hand it off to a friendly broker-dealer who has the investment banking and so forth. So we're kind of the shape-up guys. We get them in shape. We tell them if it's good, bad, or indifferent. A lot of bad. Try to find the good ones and then put them on a path to accessing capital.
Now, you know the economy as well as anybody. We've seen some encouraging economic numbers last Friday and the previous Friday, but there are some areas of the economy that still seem to be cause for concern. The retail industry, for instance, I'm wondering, what's your take on how the economy is really doing?
Well, first and foremost, there are really no negative elements out there in the economy. The ones that we hear reported on over and over again by the left are minor things. The main thing is African American unemployment is at its lowest point in history, okay, under Donald Trump, the supposed racist. We have 4% growth, where we had Austin Goolsbee and Barack Obama out there telling us how the government needs to spend more money on social programs because we can't get to 1% growth. So we've quadrupled growth, lowest unemployment, lowest African-American unemployment, and people are crying about tariffs and this and that. American companies are going to be the beneficiaries of that. There'll be a little inflation in pricing, but I think I'd rather pay an extra 60 cents for this cup to say made in America on it. That's me personally.
And Anthony, you know, talking about tariffs, China slapping retaliatory tariffs on American goods, so much of what China imports from the United States is food. I mean, how do you think a country of 1 billion people is going to fare if all of a sudden they dramatically raise the price of food on their own citizens? I mean, I have to think there'd be food riots if this continues in perpetuity.
Yeah, there's no question. I think President Trump knows that. And this is nothing more than backlash from the liberals. The liberals will find anything to try to criticize President Trump. And like I said, I'm an independent voter. I don't like either party. I don't think neither party really serves us well. So this is not a partisan argument. I'm looking at just what's real. Tell me what's real, what's happening now. Like you said, 4.1% growth. How do you argue against that? How do you? I mean, it makes no sense to me that the regulations that he has eliminated, the way the economy is growing, how does not everyone stand up and applaud?
Well, I could tell you, if things would have gone the other way, then you can be sure he would be getting the blame.
There's no question about it. But I think I agree that the economy seems to be doing very well. And I'm not an economist. But let me ask you a question. When you talked about Bitcoin.
Yes.
What do you think about Bitcoin? Has a future?
I think it's well documented on this show that I've made many pleas to our audiences that it's something to be considered. They should understand that it's speculative and people should educate themselves greatly before investing in anything that's speculative. We talked about it at like 5,500 had hit the bottom. I actually warned people on the show about 7,000 to be careful because it could go lower. And I think right now it's kind of found a place, you know, 8,000 to 10,000. I think it's a good vehicle to use to have diversity in your portfolio if you're well educated and it's suitable for you. And there is a forward value in a finite supply of anything.
I did invest in it maybe about a year or so ago. And what I did is I took my initial investment out and then I kept the profit and I'll play with that. I'm playing with house money.
Most people don't have the discipline to do that.
Right.
But it's like when you go to the casino, you start with $1,000. If you're up 2,000, you put the 1,000 in your pocket. And then you're playing with house money, right?
Right.
So that's what you're doing. Other people should be educated and not play with investment ideas.
So that's what the
token... I think it's going much, much higher. And look, people come to me and say, hey, you know, I run a small fund. I want to understand how to invest in Bitcoin and what are the other valuable assets out there. Ethereum, you know, there's...
I have that too. And Litecoin. I have three of them.
Ripple. Yeah. And, you know, we advise them. You know, I'm giving my
time, that's for sure. So where can folks go to learn more about the Token Team if they want to continue this conversation?
Well, they can go to thetokenteam.com anytime. And you can go to you can email me directly. I'll answer you myself, JT@thetokenteam.com.
Now, let me ask you both about this. John, in many, many incarnations of your business ago, right around the corner, you had a phenomenal movie studio or TV studio and a TV network way ahead of its time, not only in terms of what you were doing, but in terms of its name. It was called Uber TV.
That's right.
Long before Uber was a car service, you had Uber TV, which was an online streaming network. You had Bob Grant on there, Richard Bay, a host of great TV and radio personalities that folks in the New York area know. Alex Jones sort of took that Uber TV concept and built it up to a next level. Built up this whole network called InfoWorlds, InfoWars, developed a cult-like following. And he said some pretty crazy things on this network. The Sandy Hook massacre didn't really happen, that these kids were actors. Implied all sorts of things about different terrorist attacks being false flags operations, saying that the government puts chemicals in the water to turn frogs gay. Almost any day he does some crazy thing on his show, but there are elements of it which are a very serious news show. During the campaign, Donald Trump went on this show, did an interview with Alex Jones. Now, Apple has become the latest to ban Alex Jones in InfoWars. The podcasts have been removed from iTunes for violating Apple's hate speech guidelines. This has been pulled from Spotify. The shows are no longer searchable on Apple's podcast app, banned on YouTube, banned on Facebook. What's your reaction, irrespective of what you think of Alex Jones, to this policy of social media companies banning certain content that they deem objectionable?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I think that they may have just made, or they should, theoretically, they should have just made Alex Jones a hero of the left, right? Because when these liberals and these progressives want to protest and want to do all this crap, they're always standing on their First Amendment high horse. You know, and now here you have a guy. OK, maybe he's outlandish. Howard Stern said some crazy things. He didn't get banned by the FCC, maybe almost, but he didn't. Right. This is the suppression of free speech. I'm not saying I agree with Alex Jones. I think he's out of his mind. But Frank, I'm also, you know, a P.T. Barnum-like entertainer. And Alex Jones serves himself well in many ways by saying the craziest crap, and everybody's talking about him. So, you know, somewhere or another, the liberals should be saying, wait a minute, what about Alex Jones' First Amendment rights?
So
Obama threw Dinesh D'Souza in jail, okay, for making a bad movie about him. Okay, and now and they can't throw Alex Jones in jail just yet. So I guess, you know, the liberals are going to force him off the air. And it's a point of view squelched. And that's why, you know, I'm like Anthony and you. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a reformer. I'm an independent. And this is kind of what sucks about the system and the media right now.
Anthony, let me ask you. We only have about 2 minutes here and we got to get to Mike Gallagher. But John alluded to the First Amendment, right? Facebook, Apple, Google, YouTube, these are all private companies, right? The First Amendment prohibits government censorship of free speech. Nobody from the government's telling Alex Jones he can't say anything. But does John have a point that even though these are private social media entities, Facebook, YouTube, and the like, that maybe this is an infringement of his First Amendment rights?
No, I think it is. It's certainly arguable that it is an infringement. There's no question about it. And, you know, the problem with liberals are liberals think that everybody's entitled to their opinion unless you disagree with them. And then all of a sudden, the First Amendment takes a back seat. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing, but it is what is occurring right now. They're not even liberals, really. They're progressives.
Progressives.
Because they're so far beyond being liberal, what we know or the definition of being a liberal. But
they're
I agree with John as far as it very well seems to be infringing
this
on
other
people's First Amendment
right. This is like the world is round. You know what I'm saying? This is where progressive almost equals up with the conservative, because now they should be theoretically sticking up for Alex Jones,
right?
Because his First Amendment rights. So it's like an orb, you know. It's a conundrum.
Right. It's like when Alan Dershowitz defends the right of Nazis and Klansmen to march in Skokie. You know, it's, you know, he doesn't like what the Ku Klux Klan stands for, but he believes in free speech and that they have a right to do that. All right. We got to take a break for the news. When we return, we're going to get Mike Gallagher's take on the whole situation and get a preview of what's on his show coming up at 10. But first, here's Al Gattullo with all the latest news that's fit to read.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
79 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit reporting ticket machine problems throughout its train system today. The agency says Verizon is working to fix the issue and is telling commuters they'll waive the $5 surcharge for buying tickets on the train. As for train cancellations, there have been four so far this morning, two on the New Jersey coastline, one each on the Raritan Valley and Port Jervis lines due to equipment problems. It's a far cry from the two dozen trains canceled yesterday and last Friday because of repair work and engineers failing to show up for work. Taxi cab, Uber, and Lyft drivers demanding the New York City Council to vote yes on a measure to put in a 12-month cap on new drivers. Council's vote on the matter is tomorrow. The group of drivers protested yesterday in front of Uber and Lyft headquarters. They accused the companies of pushing down fares so much and flooding the market with new drivers that long-time and full-time drivers can't make enough to survive. The protesters also put the names of six professional drivers who have killed themselves because of financial distress on posters to pay tribute to their lives. A 14-year-old is dead after being killed in a car driven by a 17-year-old who's facing vehicular homicide charges. The Somerset County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday that a car trying to evade Warren Township police Friday night crashed in Bernards Township along Martinsville Road. Alexis Pabon of Newark, a passenger in the vehicle, died after being ejected. The driver, an unidentified Newark team, will be treated for injuries before answering to any of the charges against him. In sports, Lance Lynn allowed just two hits. While pitching into the eighth inning, the Yankees blanked the White Sox 7-0. Mets jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the fourth. They held on to beat the Reds 6-4. And sports is sponsored by Rawlings, the finest in the field. Visit Rawlings.com for more information. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. We've got a heavy ride at the Triborough Bridge. Accident takes the right lane out right by the Manhattan-Bronx merge area on the eastbound side. So you're going to need some extra time getting across the span there. Heavy delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound. You're not moving much between Park Ave and the Willis Ave Bridge. Cross Island southbound, that's solid between the Throgs Neck Bridge and the LIE. LIE has heading westbound, stop and go Main Street to Woodhaven Boulevard. Van Wyck, that's very, very heavy right now. Northbound between the Belt and Hillside Ave in New Jersey. Accident on the Garden State Parkway northbound right by exit 144 for South Orange Ave. That is you stop and go from exit 143 and at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George. Accident on the upper level cleaned up. It's a 25-minute wait between the Turnpike and the tolls. Lower level 15. 15 minutes. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels will cost you 25 minutes. Tappan Zee Bridge, we've got a crash Westchester bound. That has the left lane blocked on the span. It's a 20-minute wait there. Scattered clouds this afternoon. Chance for a thunderstorm. High of 90 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for the good folks at BestHotGrill.com. Summer is here and there's a lot of grilling to be done. If your grill is on its last legs or you want to step up your grilling game, I highly advise you to check out the Hot Fast Solaire Infrared Gas Grill. Solaire makes these amazing USA-made grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. Now, don't be confused by the grills that claim to be infrared. Not all infrared grills are the same. If the burner doesn't glow like the sun and the grill doesn't have V-grates to eliminate flare-ups, you won't make the juicy, flavorful food that Solaire consistently delivers. Solaire has been making infrared grills for almost 2 decades and has really dialed in the design. Experience Solaire infrared firsthand with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. Try before you buy with a 2-weekend trial, where you can test the versatility of Solaire with all the foods your family enjoys without a salesman breathing down your neck. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Hey folks, Frank Morano here. Summer is officially here. You're getting pool party invitations, you're getting invitations to the beach, but if you're like I was, you're afraid to be seen in a swimsuit because your gut is still a little too big. Well, that's where Dr. Melinda Keller can help. With her Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program, you can lose between 20 and 40 pounds in just 40 days guaranteed. There's still time to get in swimsuit shape. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. At 841, we are in a room with four people who at one time or another have all bought me a meal. And that's why it is very important that all four of them listen to the three words that I'm about to say. Michael's of Brooklyn. You want to talk about the finest Italian food anywhere in Brooklyn, which probably means the finest Italian food anywhere in the world, including in Italy, then you need to head on over to Avenue R and Nostrand Avenue. Because whether you're into veal, whether you're into seafood, whether you're into chicken, and especially if you're into pasta with the incredible variety of homemade sauces that Michael's of Brooklyn offers, there's no better restaurant on the planet. Now, I know what you're saying. I'm listening in New Jersey. I'm listening in San Francisco. I'm listening somewhere around the world because I'm a Mike Gallagher-aholic and I'm tuning in early just to hear him on the live stream. Well, wait, there's good news for you. You can enjoy the great taste of Michael's of Brooklyn, too, because they make this sauce right there in the restaurant and then send it out all over the country. So go to your local grocery store, especially if you have a Gristiti's or a D'Agostino's in your neighborhood, and look for the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It's not made in a factory somewhere. It's made in the restaurant. The same sauce we eat in the restaurant, that's what you're buying in the grocery store. If your grocery store doesn't have it, go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
42 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. We are now doing a reenactment of the Joey Reynolds Show by trying to figure out how many people we can fit into the studio at one time.
This is like a board meeting. I mean, really, and these guys look very serious. You
with
know,
no
I don't want to.
Board money, with no,
yeah,
with no money.
Yeah, plywood instead of the nice big maplewood conference table. No, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mike. It's good to see you. Yeah. Now, I thought this would be a fun exercise for you to see if you could do the entire 3 hours of your program this morning without mentioning the words Russia or Mueller.
I could probably do it because both of them make my eyes glaze over.
You know? I am Mullered out.
But I'm intrigued, and I want to pick up with the discussion you were having before you went into the bottom of the hour break about this decision by these big tech companies to ban Alex Jones. It's a very interesting dynamic.
Well, you're next for fat shaming Kelly Clarkson. They're going to ban you from Facebook.
Well, that was years ago. But you know something, and I apologize profusely. But you know, at the end of the day, the internet was supposed to be the Wild West. This was where everything goes, you know. And it's look at the origins of WikiLeaks, and then of course more mainstream Wikipedia. Wikipedia, there aren't supposed to be any rules because everybody's supposed to be able to contribute, and nothing is supposed to be regulated. This is the first time. You think about this, Frank. Jones has over 2 million YouTube subscribers. Now, that's monetized, right? Now, I don't exactly know how because I certainly don't have...
Yeah, you sell ads on that.
And when you get up to $2 million, that is big, big bucks. So they might shut them down. They might put them out of business.
I don't see how you know, I mean, you know they're not stopping at Alex Jones. And by the same token, you mentioned Wikipedia. Try and look up the Wikipedia entry for the newest member of the New York Times editorial board member, Sarah Zhang. What's the one thing we all know about Sarah Zhang?
And I'll bet that's not in there.
That is nowhere.
It's fascinating.
In her Wikipedia entry.
Well, this is just it. And the reasons given for banning Jones and InfoWars was ostensibly the lack of respect for other people and other points of view. My gosh, you look at the way Trump supporters are treated on these platforms and the way conservatives are treated. Come on. I mean, Hitler and Nazi and the horrific things that are alleged and said about people with differing points of view. Again, I go back to the starting point. Internet's supposed to be the Wild West, baby. You put it out there. You let the viewers decide. So this is a game changer, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I predict there'll be some heavy litigation. I mean, Alex Jones has to. I mean, I can't imagine they won't go down without a fight. And they're going to litigate this, and it'll be interesting to see even these big tech companies how they're going to defend deciding that because mainstream media pushed it, because this was all a product of the media pushing these platforms. CNN went after these platforms, saying, "How can you?" I mean, they're taking credit for it. Boy, for a guy who peddles in a lot of conspiracies, this is like the pipe dream for conspiracy theorists.
Let me ask you though, just the other side of the argument, and I certainly think it's terrible that they're being banned, but this Facebook is a private company. YouTube's a private company, right? Now we're a radio station, we're a private company. If we want to decide, Al long ago banned E. Frank from Astoria from calling in. He's prohibited, right? So why can't these companies, just like we might ban a caller who we don't like having what they say because they're spewing anti-Semitic stuff, why can't these tech companies do what they want with their own private company?
It's a solid argument. It's the linear equivalent of saying, why doesn't the Wall Street Journal guarantee Alex Jones an op-ed? You know, because editorial content says we're not going to do that. So in a way, they're regulating their own editorial content. Mm. What blows my mind is this has never happened in the online world. They've never done this before. There's never been online restricting before. There's always been editorial content in the mainstream media world, in newspapers and radio, TV, not social media, not the internet. Anything goes. If you don't like somebody attacking you, you can block them. You can mute them. You can try to ignore them. But it's there. And who regulates them? Well, now we see.
What's coming up on the show?
Well,
today?
I think we're going to be all over this. I also want to follow up on a real scary scene in Philadelphia. Two young millennial conservatives chased out of a restaurant, water dumped on one of their heads by an Antifa group of protesters in Philly, the city of brotherly love. Some scary stuff going on, Frank. And now liberals are even suggesting it was all staged.
You know, it's funny. During the Occupy Wall Street protest, John Tobacco here did the resist the occupation.
I remember.
And he encountered these occupiers. One of them said to him one time, you know, he's always well-dressed in these $5,000 suits.
Natty suits. Very dapper.
One of these occupiers said to him one time, you know, it's a nice suit there. You know, it'd be a shame if something happened to it. Basically threatening, like, and if it was, imagine if things were the other way around, where either in Philadelphia or next door in Zuccotti Park, if he had been threatening to do harm to the wardrobe of the occupier.
Well, John, what happens if somebody dumps a glass of water on your head and all over your suit? What are you doing? How are you going to react?
That's probably not for radio.
No, but true, right? I mean, most people, Al, what would you do?
Somebody, not what you expect.
I mean, really, what does a normal person, how do do you react?
Be angry and you'd be violent.
And you'd probably punch him in the mouth.
Right.
And then, of course, it would become, look at the angry conservative.
Right.
Look at the violent conservative.
Or you'd get arrested and sued.
Right, because water isn't as bad as a punch in the mouth. Is spitting in your face as bad as a punch in the mouth? How far is this going to go? And these guys, they're egging them on. I got to give these two, this Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens credit, because they kept their cool. They had the cameras rolling the whole time. And listen, we got a big midterm election. We got primary day today. We're going to preview that today on the Mike Gallagher Show. But this is the choice. These are not exactly Republicans who are behaving this way in public.
Mike, just to follow up on that, my brother and I were hosting a little mini-series for Newsmax TV called The Road to the Inauguration, where we followed Donald Trump between election and inauguration. And we covered for Newsmax the deplorable.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
and the Antifa were outside, and they saw us coming out in the tuxedos with the cameras, so they just assumed we were deplorables.
Right.
And this is the truth, because unfortunately it was my brother, but they were throwing water bottles full of urine at us and the cops.
Nice people.
My goodness.
This is humanity.
These are nice
as
people.
As we know.
Mike, we'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Have a great one, guys. Keep it up, guys. Continue the board meeting.
Thank you again for lunch on Friday. All right. 877-970-2999. If people want to comment on anything we're talking about, we'll continue with Anthony Pope, John Tobacco, Frank Moreno, and Al Gattulo next. But first, here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Cross Bronx on the westbound side. You're not moving much. It's a heavy ride between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. Eastbound, you're jammed between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Boston Road. Westbound Bruckner, that's got you on the brakes. It's a solid ride. White Plains Road through to the Sheridan. Triborough Bridge in much better shape. Accident by the Manhattan Bronx split. Eastbound all cleaned up. Throgs Neck, a slow ride across the span, making your way into Queens. LAE, that's inching by on the westbound side. Main Street to Woodhaven Boulevard. Grand Central, that's going to cost you a lot of extra time heading eastbound Parsons Boulevard to the Cross Island and at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George upper level, it's a 25-minute wait. Lower level, better at 15. Inbound Lincoln running at 30 minutes. Inbound Holland, about 25 minutes. Alternate side in effect. And New Jersey Transit Northeast Corridor trains at Penn Station. 5 cancellations so far this morning, definitely better than yesterday. We do have the ticket vending machines down right now. You need to purchase your ticket from the conductor. The $5 fee will be waived. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
If it were a private directive to Sessions, maybe you have something to talk about. But this is a public tweet to millions of people to read. Nothing to hide. And they are actually talking about it seriously, as though it might constitute obstruction of justice. This is above the fold in the headline.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11, right after Joe Walsh at 9, on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility or a tired spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating specifically baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free no obligation income strategy kit to the first 1,000 people to respond to this message. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. Investment advisor strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
A few minutes before 9 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning show. I would tell you everybody who's in the studio, but we only have a four-hour show. But let's hear from Joe Lumberg here. How hot the weather is going to be this afternoon. Joe, please tell us there's some relief in sight.
There's some relief in sight. Fall's coming in a few weeks.
You asked him, he said it.
No, today's going to be brutal. I mean, 90-plus with it's, you know, heat indices of 100 or better this afternoon. It's just going to be a steamy sauna-like day. Toward evening, and we're talking like 6, 7 o'clock, maybe a thunderstorm comes on through. But it just adds more moisture to the atmosphere, and I think we're close to 90 again tomorrow with another, you know, sauna-like day with that high humidity. Better chance for afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow.
And Joe, the thunderstorms tomorrow, they're gonna help dampen the heat down a little bit, or it's just going to continue?
I think they do, because I think there's it's a weak front, but it's a front nonetheless that comes through tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. So that Thursday, maybe we're more like 87 or 88, but it's just not quite as oppressive on Thursday and Friday. And both days should be relatively quiet weather-wise.
Thank you, Joe. We'll check in with you next hour.
Dog days of summer, my friends. Dog days of summer.
That's it.
Dog days, indeed. John, you know, a lot of folks on the that are watching the live stream, and people can watch it on Facebook just by finding us at AM 970 The Answer, they're commenting on your outfit, which is very unique.
I think that's fair to say.
But also a lot of folks wondering what it is that you're drinking that's in front of you. What is this?
Well, this, Frank, I know we're going to talk about it in the 9 o'clock hour, and I'm going to bring you guys a burst of energy.
Oh, boy.
Like you've never seen. This is the Elevate Smart Coffee, okay? And this coffee right here, one cup a day, gives you your daily dose of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. I mean, I fancy myself always trying to get smarter every day, but they call this smart coffee. They call this happy coffee. Look how smart and happy I am.
Hey, you look pretty smart, pretty happy.
Starters, okay? I may have chosen the wrong suit, but I got the right coffee. Here it is.
Why did you choose the wrong suit?
No,
you
I think
great.
You look good. People do like this. Okay. But it stands out.
Leave it to me to wear a three-piece on a 100-degree
day. Yeah. But it's bright. It's bright. It's great.
Because I drink my smart coffee in the morning. My mind is clear. I'm happy. I put on a bright and airy suit with a light tie. It's summer in the city.
Can I try a cup of this?
Looks great.
Right. Let's start at 9.
Okay.
And we'll do
right.
a one-hour test.
Enough.
We'll see how smart you get in 1 hour.
Oh,
but Elevate
Can I get
smart
a head start
coffee.
On that?
We're going to start doing math problems in the next hour, boys.
All right. Now, this afternoon, if people really want to see a show, you and I are going to be across the street at 42 Broadway at the Board of Elections.
Oh.
Because they are trying to remove you from this obscure party position,
That's
Reform
right.
Party.
That's right.
You and my mom.
And your mom.
Yeah, state committee member, because they're claiming.
They're discriminating
exactly.
against women.
They're claiming that our petition is improper because it doesn't say Reform Party, state committee member, 62nd Assembly District. It just says 62nd District. Now, I, who wrote this petition, filed a printer's error with the board saying, hey, it says the word assembly district on here five times.
Right. This is the minutiae doesn't matter to the listeners.
Right.
The bottom line is this. I'm like Nelson Mandela at the Board of Elections. You understand? They see my name. They want to throw me in jail. Okay? Steve Richmond is over there, and all he does is wait for my name to surface because me and you are the enemies of their enemies because we're reformers. And yes, today I am going to slaughter Steve Richmond.
Figuratively.
The general counsel, figuratively, allegedly, verbally, at the Board of Elections, and I intend to be thrown off the ballot regardless.
Robert Spencer, the director of Jihad Watch, is in studio joining us next. He's going to tell us about the history of Jihad. First day of Iran sanctions, good idea, bad idea? We're going to ask Robert Spencer next. And where did Jihad come from? And where are we headed in terms of the future of Islamic fundamentalism? What does it mean for you? Don't go anywhere, folks. That's all next. This is Piscopo in the Morning. Here's Al Cattullo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.